Maximum Threshold, you're on air. Hello?
Yeah?
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Tom.
Yeah, what's shaking, bacon?
Come on, dude. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, great.
Cool. I'm just playing some Trickster.
What's cooking?
No, I'm just playing...
I hear that.
It's pretty cool,
you're,
man.
You're breaking, up a, up a little bit on your end.
Okay, I'm going to have to cut some stuff here off. There we go. I forgot that the UFC fight was tonight. Got to check that out.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they got Stipe's up for is going up for the championship again.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
great.
And if you follow UFC, then you'd be into this.
I don't really follow it, but
yeah,
I'm aware of kind of what's happening except for tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot it was tonight, so I'm going to have an early show tonight, and then I got to watch it, because that guy's from this neighborhood where I live at, so I got to check that out. Got to root him on.
Where you live?
Out in Eastlake, it's just east of Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you were just out in this neck of the woods last week. You were out in Akron.
What?
You were out here in Akron last week.
No, I wasn't. No, we didn't do that show.
Oh, you didn't?
I don't think, no. No, we weren't out there.
Oh, then I didn't miss you then.
No. Because there's a package going out that we're part of. But just like us and like Firehouse and like maybe LA Guns, we're all on like select dates.
Oh, I got you. So you're just swapping them out then.
So,
I got you.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Then I don't feel like I really missed a lot then.
Yeah. Nope.
Brett Michaels is on there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's on there. He's on all of them.
So you guys are going to be playing. You guys are going to be playing as there was a Rock Carnival.
Yep.
What's the scoop that you got on this carnival?
Well, last year it was called the Food and Truck Carnival.
Oh yeah.
And it was in Clark, New Jersey. And it was the same thing. It was like 2 or 3 days. And, you know, just almost like a smaller Rocklahoma, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, Godsmack and Skid Row and, you know, everyone in between.
Mm-hmm.
Slash played. And, you know, this year we're on the same day as, you know, Hailstorm and The Used and Sebastian and Tom Kiefer and Daughtry and stuff like that. So it's kind
of
cool.
So Sebastian's playing this one?
Yep.
And did you say Skid Row is playing this one too?
No, Skid Row played last year.
Oh, I was going to say, this sounds like something a little fishy may be happening there.
Yeah, no. They put a year between them.
Yeah. So what else is going on with you guys?
We're just, you know, doing our fly dates as usual, and I'm starting to do some shows with my solo record that I released back in May.
Mm-hmm.
And so that starts in a couple of weeks, actually, my first stage playing with Brett here in Jersey.
Oh, nice.
October 5th. And then a couple of shows at the end of the month in the Midwest. Actually, I'm in Joliet, Illinois for Rock and Skull Festival. And a couple of shows in Wisconsin. And that's it. I'm just taking the shows as they come. Going to the UK with Trickster next month.
Oh, that's
first
cool.
time with that band.
That's pretty cool, man.
So,
I think it's a nice little break to get over there.
Yeah, it's cool. We went to Italy in April.
Mm-hmm.
Went down to South America at the end of last year. So after all these years, we're finally making it a world tour.
Did you take the family with you?
No.
Oh.
That is too quick. It's too quick. In and out, you know, yeah. For maybe 2 days.
Did they fly you in for those, or did you guys, like, you know, have everything? Did you rode it out when you were out there?
What's that?
Did they fly you into those areas, or?
Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, for the most part. Either they fly us in, or they basically put a travel rider in there for us, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Work it into the price overall.
So when are you guys going to play Rock on the Range?
What's that?
When are you guys going to play Rock on the Range?
Rock on the Range? I don't know, man. I think Rock on the Range got to get a little bit cooler and add some diversity.
Yeah, you know? It does.
They got the same friggin' bands every year.
Yeah, they do.
But there's some something new in there, something different. But what? I don't know. You, like, I think that's a little bit too heavy for for any sort of widening of musical tastes there.
Yeah.
You know, I think people are going there for a certain genre, so it's not like Rocklahoma where it's,
or like,
you know,
or M3 or something like that.
M3 is pretty much a pretty 80s-based thing. You know, Rocklahoma started out like that, then started incorporating, you know, the harder rock bands and mixing it up a little bit. Kind of like what Rock Hard almost doing this year. So I think Rock on the Range is primarily an active rock metal community.
I guess you're
would
right.
Be cool.
Yeah, but it'd still be cool to see you guys playing there, though, man.
It'd be cool if they did it like one of the days, you know.
Break you guys out and just get. Yeah, I could see that you and like an LA Guns having your own thing going on there.
Yeah.
Who knows though? what do we know?
What do we know? Exactly?
Yeah, we're not the promoters. So are you working on any other records? Because I know you do. You like to bounce around and help a lot of people out.
Yeah, at the moment, I mean, I'm just really just kind of focusing on now rehearsing my band and, you know, getting these shows up and running and possibly booking some more. You know, see what happens, though. I'm always open to working with other people, so.
I gotta get a hold of your. I gotta get a hold of your solo, and I don't have that one yet.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Nice. So, I need dicks.
Yeah,
I'll help you out. Do whatever I can do with that. You know that.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
See, I got a question here. This guy sent me. He wanted me to ask you. Let me pull it up. There we go. Okay, he says, "Ask PJ if he was ever watching porn and saw someone wearing a Trickster shirt."
If I was ever watching porn and what?
And saw someone wearing a Trickster shirt.
No. That would be cool. Very cool. And you know, and being that I have watched a lot of porn in my time, so I can't believe the odds. So.
I think I should tag this. When I tag this show, I think I'll put in there a Trickster porn shirt or something like that and see if we can get some followers on that.
Yeah. Nice. I've seen pictures of porn stars in still shots wearing Trickster shirts, but not in action.
Hey, has anybody sent you any new pictures of some wild Trickster tattoos lately?
Not as of late, no.
Mm-hmm. What are some
the Trickster tattoos don't come in as often as they once did.
How about any PJ tattoos out there?
I don't know. I'm not. I'm back in the day. I've seen some, but again, not as often anymore.
Have anybody ever, you know, when you sign autographs, did anybody ever get the your name tattooed on them?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel when you see stuff like that?
It doesn't, although as flattering as it is, it doesn't feel that way when you see it. You go, oh, jeez. Thank you. But it's a great form of flattery. But once you see it and you know that's just your name, it's just your name, you don't feel that flattered. You kind of feel weird.
Was their names like next to somebody else's names?
Sometimes, yeah. That's actually a little more comforting.
Yeah, just like
when there's, you know, other names surrounding other bands. I'm like, okay,
like
cool.
Rob,
it's more of a piece.
Like Rob Halford.
Just, you know,
like Rob Halford.
My name.
Or Pee Wee Herman next to it or something like that.
Sometimes, yeah, sure. Whoever. I think I'd be in good company.
That's
too.
Right. So what else is going on, man?
That's it, man. I mean, I'm just gigging away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying doing the hustle.
I hear you. And he talked about putting together like a little book or anything?
No, nothing at any great lengths. I mean, there's been a couple of people over the last couple of years, you know, interested in, you know, me doing one, but I don't know that there's, you know, enough of a demand for that.
Well, you never know. If you just put a teaser out there and just see what people, you know, if they start eating into it, I'm sure you got some good stories. I know you.
Well, I do. There's no question. I can write one hell of one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I definitely have many chapters in my life. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you work with some great people. Yeah, you work with some great people, man. I mean, I'm sure you know, just like studio stories or being on the road and stuff like that. I'm sure. I know I would. Yeah, I'd be into it, especially if it was an audio book and you had like some hot chick, you know, just wording your book out. That'd be cool.
Or a video book, and maybe just have a porno going on back.
That's right.
Somebody wearing a chick's shirt.
Wearing a PJ shirt.
Yeah.
With your face on the back of it.
Right. So let's see. Maybe that'll be next.
Hey, maybe you might be in the movie. You know, make some movies, and then you get out there and promote it. Because once we tag the show, you know, you'd be a high demand in it. You might as well just go along with it and just direct some movies.
Send the offers.
they might not be hot chicks or anything, or you know, maybe just a bunch of dudes. But who knows? There'll be a demand out there.
Yeah. I'd be expecting that.
Let's see here, PG. Just a couple more things here and let you get going. How can people get a hold of your solo record?
It's on iTunes, Amazon. You can get physical copies through my website, pjfarley.net, or through the label that put it out, melodicrockrecords.com. You get some pictures and some stickers or whatever when you order through my a couple extras and, or wherever you can get music these days.
Yeah. And about the rock carnival there, though. What's that? What's it called?
Yeah.
Rock Carnival?
It's called the Rock Carnival. Okay. 3-day festival in Lakewood, New Jersey, September 30th, October 1st and 2nd. We're on Sunday, October 2nd. Hailstorm, The Used, Tom Kiefer, Skid Row, Sebastian, us, Jim Brewer's playing that day, I think. It's a very diverse lineup, so it's going to be fun.
Did you get a chance to listen to Jim Brewer's CD?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
what do you think about that?
Yeah, he's got some voice on him, huh?
Mm-hmm. I think when Caggiano got in the studio with him, and he's like, okay, we're not fucking around this time. This isn't a play CD. This is something real. So I like the direction that they did with this one, and he did a good job on this one. I was really impressed.
He did. I mean, so the music is great. I mean, you know, he's a real metalhead. And, you know, he's not messing around. I mean, the lyrics and stuff are, of course, you know, Jim Brewer-esque and true to what he does, so it's a great marriage between his kind of comedy and also blurring the lines, you know, making a cool, you know, like metal record.
Oh yeah, and he also has former AC/DC guy singing on that on one of those tracks too.
Yep, mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's see here, PJ. Can you do us a quick favor?
Sure.
Can you do another promo ID for our radio show?
Absolutely.
Whenever you're ready.
Hey, everybody, this is PJ Farley from Trickster, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold.
Perfect. PJ, hey, I want to thank you again for being on here, and especially, you know, we're talking up the Rock Carnival thing. And I know it's a big deal over there, and we have people that are going to be over there representing and being out there and covering the show and everything. So I definitely thank you for being on the show here and talking with us about it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
And definitely, man, when I get your record here, I'll do a good review on that. We'll get you back on here, and we'll talk in more in depth once I actually get a chance to dive into it.
Yeah, great. I'll send it to you ASAP.
Sounds good, man.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for having me, man.
Anytime, man. Okay, and have a good one.